Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam to all of you, dear brother, dear sister, wherever you are. Inshallah, all of you are doing well. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about we must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, on your land Allah plays great signs. Though the world sees your scars and hears your cries, Allah is your God and you will survive. On that blessed night our prophets journey, when all prophets arrived there miraculously. In the Mosque Al-Aqsa, Allah chose thee. You're blessed that your land was touched by the feet. Philistine, 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 Philistine.
Today, Fridays, 18 of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of May, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Luqman, verse 13.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ
And mention, O Muhammad, when Luqman said to his son while he was instructing him, O my son, do not associate anything with Allah. Indeed, association with him is great injustice.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Mammonism, worshipping one's station, sensuality and like of them, are counted the branches of polytheism. On the contrary, the source of all correct and constructive movement is monotheism. What an injustice is greater than this, that not only it has been done about Allah, that they have considered a worthless being equivalent with him, Allah, but also about the servants of Allah, that they lead them astray, and by their criminal deeds cause them cruelty, and also about themselves, that they have fallen from the peak of honor of servitude of Allah down to the depth of disgrace of worshipping other than Him.
They cannot break us, they cannot shake us, patiently waiting for guaranteed freedom. You can take our homes, but we will remain strong. 'Cause Allah's on our side, and He's where we belong. Palestine, Palestine, wipe those tears from those saddened eyes. Palestine, Palestine, Jannah waits for your innocent life. Palestine, Palestine, we'll be free, yeah, Palestine.
We must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people. This is the cry of the Muslims of Gaza. Whoever hears the cry of the oppressed to ask for help for Muslims, but does not stand up to help the oppressed, is not a Muslim. Today, after a month of Gaza war with the silence of the international community and the people of the world, Gaza has been completely destroyed under the brutal bombardment of the infamous Israeli regime. Today, helping Gaza for humanity is the criterion of humanity. The siege of Gaza and the deprivation of the basic vital facilities for life, such as medicine, food, and water, the ruthless attacks on water treatment plants, hospitals, schools, and even UN medical centers, have revealed brutal nature of the infamous Israeli regime more than ever, and have dragged oppressed children, women, and men of this land into the dust and blood.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali Host, the issue of Gaza and Palestine. The crisis continues among the Zionists. Despite the short ceasefire, the Zionists are very afraid of insecurity, and the Hebrew newspaper Ma'ariv reported that Netanyahu has extended the evacuation of tens of thousands of northern settlers living up to 5 kilometers from the border with Lebanon for some other months due to the security situation, and has not allowed the settlers in the northern region to return for the time being. Also, according to estimates, the cost of war for the Israeli regime is beyond hundreds of billions of dollars that Tel Aviv government has been forced to borrow. This is while the United States pays one-third of the total cost of the Israeli war. And Gaza Strip, which is, again, a huge number per day. Okay, dear listeners, many thanks for staying tuned. Let's pray and wish for the Palestinians and the oppressed people of Gaza to survive and to get rid of this satanic oppression on them. And let's pray for annihilation of this wicked regime that did the worst of oppressions in the history ever, and for the victory of the oppressed people of Palestine, and specifically Gaza people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our prayers in this regard. Till our next show, I'll leave in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special. Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special.
Take to the street or the theaters or anywhere you can do. More action is required to let people in authority know that the strength of feeling about this question, and a very visible way of doing this, is by taking to the streets in protest at the conspiracy of silence practiced by a government on the question of Palestine. However, street events don't always have to be somber or serious events. Use your imagination and organize carnivals and festivals which educate your country about Palestinian food, dress, music, poetry, and other aspects of the culture. Such events can be an opportunity to explain to people that this culture is being suffocated and eradicated by the belligerent Israeli occupation. If you are organizing a protest, then try to be innovative, standing around with placards while shouting slogans is useful to a point, but why not to try to use custom and art to grab people's attention? Will not forget Gaza, a testament to resilience and resistance. Aim the rubble, Gaza's creative spirit burns brightly. Artists paint murals of olive trees on bombed-out walls. Poets like Muhammad Darwish wrote of longing and liberation. Filmmaker Abdus Salam Shahada documented life under siege until his assassination in 2023. Gaza's universities, though crippled by war, produced engineers, doctors, and thinkers who envision a future beyond occupation. Even in refugee camps, children learn to read, dance, and dream. Organizations like the Gaza Community Mental Health Program and Beit al-Karama, a women-run restaurant and community center, empower survivors of war. These acts of normalcy are radical in a land where existence itself is a political act.
No matter how painful it is, but we also have traitors in our midst who are clearly and vocally allying with the wrong side or cuddling up with entities that themselves have wrong agendas. We have to monitor them and make sure we do not forget that in this time of crises, these people, some of whom even have some knowledge, they were on the wrong side of history. As well, brothers and sisters, one of the most difficult things to say, there are some people that are misguided in their understanding of Islam. And unfortunately, they make this issue nothing to do with the apartheid regime, and they blame the Muslims, or they blame other entities, or they blame a political group in Palestine, and they say the fault is all theirs. Forget those other issues. Right now, we have an aggressor, and we have those upon whom aggression is done. Right now, we have a zalim, and we have a mazlum. Anybody who ignores the zalim, anybody who ignores this Zionist apartheid entity, and concentrates on maybe some mistakes were made, or maybe other issues have to be done, but now is not the time. We have a clear enemy, aduwwun mubeen, and for anybody to ignore that enemy and to instead say it's your fault or your fault or your fault, then this is an internal enemy. We will discuss our differences later on. No doubt there are different understandings of Islam, but right now the ummah has to unite under the banner of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Anybody who wants to divide the ummah now, anybody who's going to point fingers within the ummah, even as the bombs are dropping and you ignore them, this is a person who the least that we can say about him lacks complete wisdom and hikmah and does not understand the reality of Islam. And I say this because I know some of them are sincere and some of them genuinely believe this is their version of Islam, but they are misguided and mistaken, even if Allah forgives them on the Day of Judgment. And we need to call out this backwardness of trying to find fault with other Muslims and other understandings and ignoring the bigger enemy in the room. There's a time and a place to talk about internal issues. Right now, when people are dying and children are being buried and bombs are falling on our heads, now is not the time to divide and disunite.
Inshallah, we continue this topic till another episode of today's special, Fi Amanillah.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.